Good morning.
So how did you find yourself on the possible pathway to being part of an experimental vaccine?
Well, in the past, I've done different studies at a place called Mana Research. So they phoned me and asked me if I'd be interested in doing this study. And as I say, in the past, I've done one for, and I'm still recording for it, C. difficile, and that's the one that kills people once they're in the hospital. So I had an injection, I guess it's almost 2 years ago, and they equipped me with a cell phone, and every month I go on to that, and if there's anything to report, I, you know, push the button, but so far I've been fine. So then I also did one a couple of years before that, and it was a shingles vaccine along with a flu shot that wasn't available in Canada yet. It was a U.S. mixture, and it was supposed to be something new. And they were doing that to see if they could give the flu shot with the shingles shot without any reactions. There's an amount of money. It varies according to the
right.
The research that they're doing.
Now, are you doing it for the money or out of generosity or out of faith or what?
I'll tell you what. It's, you know, my sister is terrified of this COVID thing. And just the other day she says, do you think we'll live through this? And I said, oh, yes, we will, you know. And I thought, this is a sign of hope to me that they're actually doing testing. So I was only too glad to say yes. I'll test it. I mean, I don't think they're going to give me something that's going to kill me.
No, but I mean, that's part of the first step of the test is to find out what kind of tolerance people have and whether or not there are side effects. You're not scared of that?
No.
No?
Like I said, in the past, I haven't had any side effects. And my other daughter is a nurse, and when I told her, I thought she would go, you know, oh, don't do that. But she said, no. She says, do it, Mom. She says, and Dad should do it, too.
Do you feel brave in a way, or that you're sort of, you know, stepping up to the barricades in the French Revolution to do something for other people?
No. No. I look on it as furthering medical information. Like I say, like right now, I'm sure they've got results from this C. difficile inoculation that I got, and hopefully that'll save lives in the hospital for people who are ill and then get this C. difficile.
Although I guess on the upside of everything, if it works, then you're going to have immunity.
Well, yeah. And I said, now, wait a minute, where are these things coming from? She says, well, one's from the States and one's from Canada. And I said, now, listen, this one from the States doesn't have any disinfectant in it, does it? And she laughed.
Well, I'm glad you got a sense of humor about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know what? I know we'll probably hook up with you again because, Cece, I think this is incredible. It's kind of scary, but I'm glad that you and people like you are doing it. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want to be on the experimental end of it, to be honest. I'm too much of a chicken. I'll be there on day one if they get it approved.
Oh, really? Come on. They were asking me if I knew anybody else who wanted to do this.
I'll chicken out for the moment.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you for this. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.